the life of the king. I awaken at 11:30 a.m., get into my chinos and a dirty green shirt, open a Miller's, and nothing in the mailbox but the Berkeley Tribe, which I don't subscribe to. And on KUSC, there's organ music. And I leave the door open, stand on the porch, walk out front. Hot damn, that air is good. And the sun like golden butter on my body. No racetrack today. Nothing but this beastly and magic leisure. Rolled cigarette dangling, I scratch my belly in the sun as Paul Hindemith rides by on a bicycle. And down the street, a lady in a very red dress bends into a laundry basket, rises, hangs a sheet on a line, bends again, rises, all in that red like a snakeskin, clinging, moving, flashing, hot damn, I keep looking. And she sees me, pauses, bent over basket, clothespin in mouth. She rises with a pink pair of panties, smiles around the clothespin, waves to me. What next? Rape in the streets? I wave back, go in, sit down at the machine by the window. And now it's Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D. And a light negress in very tight pants walking a hound. They both stop outside my window, look in. She has on dark shades and her mouth opens a little. Then she moves on. They might have bombed cities for this or sold apples in the rain. But whoever did it, today I wish to thank them all the way. For those few of you familiar with my published work, these will be new to you because they are these 20 or 30 or 40, the stack here I've written in the last 2 weeks, and I just read them off without lining. I don't know what's next. It's better that way, and it's easier to read new stuff. The old stuff gets tiresome. You know how it works. So, probably some baddies in here, but, you know, okay.